You know, the theme of this collection of oral histories is the history of Burnaby Mountain, but as I've talked to people, I'm beginning to think that the collection is more about the history of Burnaby people's changing degree and kinds of environmental awareness and attitudes. And as a park designer, how do social values, such as values around green space, affect what you do and the decisions that parks makes?
When we have public open houses, I'll use Deer Lake Park as an example.
Okay.
Or there's several examples in my career where we have I've involved in working with the public in public meetings or workshops. But Deer Lake, especially, the public who came to these public open houses were passionate about keeping the natural qualities. There's a lot of people who come and live in Burnaby for these green spaces. In fact, I grew up in Burnaby. When I first moved here for my family, they found a small acreage by Lyndhurst Elementary, Lougheed Mall area, where I lived in a forest, grew up in a forest, and had a creek in the back where I played with tadpoles and frogs, and it was fabulous. It's probably why I became a landscape architect, because I was allowed to play in my own backyard, and all kinds of friends came over. They loved it. It was like having my own park in my backyard. And I think that's typical. Burnaby at the time in the 60s, or sorry, in the, what would that be, in the, well, early on, Burnaby, was hobby farms, you know, and traditionally, and it was the outskirts of Vancouver, and there was a lot of big lots and things, and I think a lot of that legacy has remained with Burnaby. People love their natural landscapes here. People come here for that. For that quality of life. I know there have been certain businesses that have located here because they, one of the businesses in some of our industrial parks have come here because of that quality of green space for their employees to enjoy. And I think, so there's a very strong environmental ethic in Burnaby. And I remember going to some of these public meetings for Deer Lake especially, and they were passionate about that. I remember having just debates with people after the meetings, you know, they're basically saying, you know, if you're going to put a watchtower in, we want to know exactly where it's going, and you better be careful because it'll affect this bird species. And you know, Deer Lake Park, you can go and see almost every wildlife under the sun. Again, Henry Dion could speak to this better than I could because he's passionate about what he enjoys in his wildlife and his trail development, as we all are, but... Henry in particular, but it's amazing what you can see in wildlife on Burnaby Mountain and Deer Lake Park. I'll go there for a lunch walk and I'll see an otter, or I'll see an eagle fishing, or I'll see, this is in an urban setting.
It is amazing.
And the public are passionate about that.
Yes.
And we have a responsibility to maintain that. And we are told that in our public meetings. It's passionate, and so you have to respond to that. And the same with Central Park in talking with the public. Same with Burnaby Mountain, same with Deer Lake Park. They pay our tax dollars. If we don't respond to them, we're not doing our job.
Both Deer Lake and Burnaby Lake have associations, so citizen groups that actually lobby for protecting those areas, especially uh-huh. the natural aspects. But I haven't discovered a history of the same kind of association for Burnaby Mountain. And I'm just wondering why that is.
I'm not sure. There haven't. I think it's, you know, Burnaby Mountain's always been there kind of thing. And it's been, you know, it's been under Simon Fraser. Simon Fraser sort of, they had one or two trails at the time, but then it was kind of this sort of unmanaged area, if you will, to some extent. I know they did their best, but it's a campus. Let's be honest. Simon Fraser is a university, and they're doing their best with it. So it was a big challenge for the city of Burnaby to take that on. And there are groups that are involved. There are mountain biking groups. They're passionate about Burnaby Mountain. There is hiking groups.
Oh, is there?
There is. Okay. Again, Henry Dion could speak to this.
Yes, I'll ask him.
And he's involved. I've been involved with these. And
there's the Stream Keepers.
And there's Stream Keepers groups, of course. Yeah, Stream Keeper groups are very passionate groups working in Burnaby. And And so they would speak to certain areas in Burnaby Mountain included. And so those are the groups. But as a preservation site, I'm not sure if there was for Burnaby Mountain. But again, in public open houses or meetings of the same, these people would come out, everybody, and again, passionate about the natural qualities of these landscapes.
Yes. There's special interest groups, but there's not sort of an umbrella association.
Not that I'm aware of for Burnaby Mountain. I guess I'm not aware. There may be some, but I'm just not aware of. But there were groups for certain activities, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like there was I think there's a Golden Ages hiking group for Burnaby Mountain. And again, Henry could speak to these.
Okay.
And these are wonderful groups. And they again, passionate about the trails and people we tap into for their expertise and knowledge. And there's incredible wildlife experts that go into Deer Lake and send have sites, regular websites about the birds they see there. It's like, this is at Burnaby in an urban setting. Mm-hmm. You know, these wonderful finds for owls and bird species and it's incredible.
So do you think it's partly the broken history of Burnaby Mountain, that it was under different administrations?
I think that's part of it. It was sort of under the campus of Simon Fraser, but then when it got transferred to the city, then we had to come to grips with a very difficult situation of how do we manage the trail use, that being hiking, pedestrian, and some equestrian, and make it all work, try to work. And so we developed a management plan, and we developed trails. We're developing trails now around Burnaby Mountain that are circumnavigating. Again, this is Henry Dion's work, but that are circumnavigating the trail, sorry, the mountain, so that hopefully the distribution of use is better distributed around the mountain rather than focusing on the, traditionally it was most of the trails were on the southeastern sections. And that's around creek corridors, and there are sensitivities there, especially with the stream, and the stream creepers quite correctly bring that up to our attention. But that's also probably because that's where the residential areas were. So these residential areas of the mountain were concentrated more around the southeastern portions of the mountain. So traditionally, over historic, they were probably building their own trails or doing things, and you know, without management, without controls, and that's something we had to take management of and try to direct and have signage of the same and develop trails with excellent standards and construction standards to try to accommodate the three user groups. Again, this is Henry Dion's been working very passionately with that for many, many years, and so he'd be the best to talk to about that.
Right. Do you think that because of the historical situation on Burnaby Mountain, that Parks has had as a priority to address those social values and the conflicts that result in different user groups, rather than, say, more of a priority for the environmental?
Well, it goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So proper managing of the groups and trail development or trail closures and decommissioning trails. We've decommissioned quite a few trails, and because they were not maybe working with the contours appropriately, and they were maybe not the appropriate erosional. So protection of the mountain, if you will, the conservation area, is basically trail management.
Okay.
So by managing trail users and building proper trails, by building trails that are better designed to circumnavigate the mountain and direct the flow of heavy use more around the mountain rather than concentrated in certain areas, we're doing our best to try to manage it. And it's not an easy situation. It's really not easy managing it. We also build the Mountain Air Bicycle facility on the north side of the mountain to sort of, if you will, deflect up some of that energy of wanting to do very, you know, BMX style cycling and you know, tricks and going over jumps and things that I would never do, and because I'm amazed at watching what they do. But it's a lovely facility. Again, Henry Dion worked on that a lot, where we're accommodating that use. So we're doing our best. We're providing facilities in certain areas where we can accommodate that kind of use, and trying to build the trails and manage and build them in such a way that we're preserving them. So that's trail management is essentially mountain conservation preservation.
Okay. You know, I've actually come to an end of my questions.
Okay.
Is there anything from our interview that you have further thoughts about or anything you'd like to add?
No, it's... I've been here 30 years. It's a wonderful place to work. Like I said, there are wonderful people to work with. Most people that I know don't leave. They come here and they work for their careers. And that's, I think that speaks a lot for Burnaby and the parks environment that we work with and the council and commission of the same. It's a great place to work. I've enjoyed it tremendously.
Well, then thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for your time.
Okay.